is the NBA podcast we're doing here for Bobcat Living. I am the host, Andrew McNeil. With me is my boy Carter Snowden, resident NBA expert.
How's everyone doing?
All right. We're going to talk about a few topics here. We only got a couple minutes to do this podcast, so we're going to talk some NBA stuff. I guess first we'll go and do a preview of the season. What do you expect to see from the season?
I expect to see the boring Spurs be second or third in the Western Conference.
Okay.
And I expect no one to think about them until April starts, when they go on a run, and I think the Spurs will finally repeat as champions and get that fifth Larry O'Brien trophy over at the AT&T Center.
Okay, what do you see out of the Eastern Conference?
Not anything important.
Yeah.
I think that either the Celtics with their new combination of what they've got down there, and the Bulls, the Baby Bulls, maybe finally getting over that young hump of theirs, and maybe making it to the NBA Finals.
Now, we're both big Spurs fans, and we hate the Dallas Mavericks because of that rivalry, but it looks like the Rockets made a couple moves to where they could piss us off just as much.
They could. There's just the lingering possibility, and it's, I think this has the greater chance of happening than it not happening, is Tracy McGrady and or Yao Ming getting injured. Mm-hmm. Possibly at the same time, you know,
yeah.
A lingering foot injury, and of course Tracy McGrady with his back. I mean, that's always a factor, and I know they got a great power forward in Luis Scola, but I think it's going to take him 2 to 3 years to get adjusted to the NBA game. He's not played at a regular season game yet, and I expect him to become a dominating force in the NBA, but not this season. It's the style of European play is a lot different than the style of NBA play, and I think he's already realized that now, and he'll soon realize it once he gets out on the floor in the regular season.
See, I disagree. I think with as long as Tracy McGrady and Yao Ming are healthy, come playoff time, that's going to be a scary team. Because I think Scola's going to adjust like Ginobili did. Ginobili, he started off kind of slow, but towards the end of his first year, he really, really improved. And I see that's how Scola's going to go. And his game is a perfect complement to Yao Ming's. As far as their two playing styles, I don't understand how Rick Adelman's going to be coaching that team, because Rick Adelman ran, you know, a faster pace in Sacramento, and I don't know if anyone's watched Yao Ming recently. He's not a very fast guy. He's 7'5", 320 pounds, something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't think that team is going to be. I don't think his coaching style suits that team. Okay, so give me your MVP and Coach of the Year predictions.
Gosh. Well, it's not going to be Doc Rivers, I don't think. I think that they'll realize
I think that's
quickly.
A safe bet.
I think they'll realize very quickly in Boston that Doc Rivers will not get Coach of the Year. Off the top of my head, I think Scott Skiles has another shot at it.
Okay.
With, I think, how successful the Bulls are going to be. I think they're going to be a good team.
Mm-hmm.
Or who's the coach of... if Rick Alderman can get it together, mm-hmm. in Houston, change the way he had his offensive schemes in Sacramento, I think he's got a shot at it too. But as far as MVP, who knows who's going to step up?
I think Kobe should get it finally, yeah, because he really deserves it. He's the best player in the game right now.
But it's the media,
yeah, exactly,
and the coaches who vote, and the overall reputation of Kobe Bryant isn't good at all, I don't think. And who knows? Maybe. Timmy Duncan will get it again if he's got if he's got another hell of a season under his belt that people are actually going to notice.
I don't think he cares about an MVP at this point anymore.
He just cares about that Larry O'Brien trophy.
And speaking of, give me your finals predictions before we go.
I'm going to have to go with my man Bill Simmons. Spurs and Bulls. And
really?
Spurs and five.
I'm going to have to go with the Spurs again, because one, because I want it to happen, and two, I just don't think anyone else made enough moves to counteract the Spurs. As long as the Spurs stay healthy, I think it's the Spurs again this year.
I agree.
In the East, I can see the Heat making a run at it again, but I would like to see a Spurs-Pistons finals again. I know no one else in America would want to see that, but I like those two teams matching up together. So I'm going to go with. I'm going to go with Spurs-Pistons, and Spurs over Pistons in six.
You are the only one who thinks Detroit, who wants Detroit in the NBA Finals. Boring.
What can
Boring.
I say? I'm a basketball purist. So that is going to wrap up our show. Who knows, we might do this again. For Carter Snow, I'm Andrew McNeil. Thanks for listening.